Welcome to the DVD Eats, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today's episode is for the woman who doesn't want to feel broken, but she doesn't feel much at all. It's the one who's been showing up for everybody else, but she has slowly stopped showing up for herself. This is somebody who's felt numb emotionally, physically, spiritually. And that may be you, and this may be the episode you've been waiting for. We're going to talk about how and why we feel that numbness, why it's not your fault, and how to slowly reignite that fire inside of you. You're not lazy. You're not unmotivated. You're not weak. You're numb. You're just really numb. And numbness is often how burnout, stress, emotional overload, and even grief shows up for high-functioning women. That would be me. And you still show up to work. You still cook dinner. You still smile at the neighbor and say, I'm good. But inside, you're really flatlined. You're really, really flatlined. This can happen when you've been in survival mode for a really long time. And for me, that's been quite a while. That's why I wanted to do this episode. I've really had to focus on changing this in my life. Or maybe you've spent years putting everybody else first. That was also me. You've stopped doing things that are just for you because honestly, they just sound exhausting. Or you've experienced a loss or a transition that you've never really had time to process it or go through it and really feel the feelings that need to be felt. You feel like you've done everything right and you still don't feel fulfilled. And this isn't just about weight or food. It's about being disconnected from you. I want to talk about why this happens with so many women over 40, because let's be honest, the world does not make space for women in midlife to really take a breath. We're just really going from thing to thing to thing. We're told to keep going. We're told to hold it together. We're told to be grateful for what we have, even when we're literally just running on fumes. But by 40, many of us are, just giving examples from my life, many of us are raising teens while caring for aging parents. Although I don't have a huge hand in taking care of my mother, she's just a few miles away and we all take part in taking care of her and making sure she has what she needs, right? Trying to rebuild financially after a divorce, after some huge major life changes. I've been there, maybe you have too. Adjusting to empty nesting and then the weird grief that sets in with that. That's a big part of my world right now. Experiencing hormonal shifts. We talk about that a lot, but hello, estrogen roller coaster. That's a big part of our world right now. And the questioning of our purpose comes into play a lot within all of these things. When you question your purpose, now you're questioning, who am I in this relationship even? Who am I in the mirror? You know, these things all come into play. So of course, we go numb. Our nervous system is literally maxed out. And rather than explode or collapse, we just check out. We just step away from everything emotionally, and it's called a coping mechanism. And that's how we do it. It's just by numbing out the world. But sister, numb is not your natural state. That fire that you felt, it's still in there. It's still in there, and we can find it again. You might not even realize it at first, but here's a few signs that you are actually checked out. If you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, you look at your Oura watch or your Apple watch and you're like, okay, clearly I got a full night's sleep, but you're still tired. You scroll more on your phone than you do than you speak to other human beings. That's a sign that you're checked out. You put off things that used to light you up. It just sounds exhausting. You don't get excited about much at all, to be honest with you. You crave stimulation. From food, from shopping, from drama. And that's just to feel something. That's literally the level that you're at. And then you go quiet, kind of in your own life. You're not really who you are. You're not your own person anymore. You are everything for everybody else. If this hits, I want you to first of all know that you're not alone, because I've been there. To some degree, I'm fighting through this right now, and so I felt like it would be a good time to make a podcast episode about it, maybe even just to help myself as well. And I figure if something can help me, it can help you too, and I promise it's not permanent. Nothing ever is. And honestly, in the big picture, everything is going to be okay. It really, really is. But how do we reignite the fire? That was one thing that I just really started reading and trying to decide, like, what would be the best way to reignite this for myself. And so there are things that you can do and things that you can't do to help reignite it. And it's not about setting 10 goals or flipping your life overnight. It's really honestly about one thing. And the only thing that really works is reconnection. And so how do we start that? How do we start that? So we want to start with our bodies. We want to check in with our bodies. Just spend 5 minutes lying still. Put your hand over your heart or your belly. Usually I tell people to put their left hand over their heart, their right hand right around their belly button. And then just breathe. Feel the breath moving in and out and ask yourself, what do I feel? Really see if you can dig deep and figure out, are you feeling anything? And then if you can't answer that, or maybe even addition to answering that, what do I need right now? I mean, are you like, do I need a sandwich or do I need to go for a walk? Do I need some fulfillment? I need something, right? And then we want to move gently. Not just to burn calories, but that's where a walk comes in handy for me. Just move, just energize. Walk, stretch, dance in your freaking kitchen to your favorite song. Let your body just wake back up. You're just reconnecting to your body. And then we have to change our words. We talk about this a lot, but I really want you to hear me. You have to speak life into yourself. You have spoken or allowed death to be spoken over you so much that that is part of our numbness. We are coping with the fact that so much death has been spoken over us. So replace that autopilot criticism with a kind sentence. I mean, I'm allowed to take care of me. I'm worth taking care of. I'm worthy of these good things happening to me. Those things are all really important to reinforce because you're reconnecting with who you are at your core. Create a spark moment. I mean, do one small thing that really feels like you. Screw the world. Forget everybody else. Nobody else. Not your husband. Nobody else. Just you. Something that feels like you. Coffee without talking to anybody. Or your favorite Starbucks, you know, by yourself. Alone. A hot shower with music. That's one of my favorite things to do, is just jump in a hot shower, crank some music, and just find, for some reason, singing in the shower is massively reconnecting for me. And there was a period of time, I would say that probably years went by, where I didn't do that one time. A shower was a shower. I was just numbing, coping, dealing with things. What about reading? Actually reading, picking up a book, a physical book that has papers in it. Reading instead of scrolling, because so much I realize for everything that I do, I turn to social media. I need a recipe, I turn to Pinterest or TikTok. I need a funny workout video idea for my stuff, I'm turning to Pinterest, I'm turning to TikTok, I'm turning to social media. Social media for advice, social media for which restaurant should we go to, social media for how is that movie. Everything that we do, we're turning to a scroll. So I just miss paper. And I think that we need to reconnect to actual books, something that's going to help you remember what it feels like to read a book for the first time. I mean, V.C. Andrews was my jam way back in the day. I don't know that I could get through one of those today but you know, it was just one of those things, right? Something that makes you remember, oh yeah, I like this, right? That's you, that's that spark. And then connect. Message a friend, create time and space where you're in person with a friend. Maybe have that Starbucks with your friend, right? Post in a group. I mean, risk getting criticized because your attachment to who you are has to be okay with not being everybody's cup of tea. I mean, you can even message me if you have to. Be like, listen, I was listening to your podcast and I feel disconnected, or whatever you want to say. Be like, your podcast was awful. No, don't say that. That would make me sad. But you can say that if you really think that. But just say, I'm trying to find my spark again. You don't have to do this alone. I mean, we're all here. We're honestly always more alike than we are together, more alike than we are different. And together, we can actually overcome this a lot easier. So if we're more alike than we are different, the one thing that we share in common is pain. And so my pain and your pain probably run along the same similar threads. So the other thing that you can do is start something tiny but consistent. I tried to write down in my phone three things that I'm grateful for every single night before I go to bed. I do take my phone to bed because it's like my alarm and then my backup alarms and alarms. But you could do like a 5-minute journaling time or, you know, just try to do something where it's small but consistent. You could add strength training workouts to your routine. I didn't skip my workout today. I do a minimum of 3 strength training workouts a week. You know, find something that's really simple to add. Show your nervous system, hey, I matter. And it's important to do that. That's that connection. That's the first flame, that spark, and the slow burn back into yourself. So I personally know this topic really intimately because I've had days recently where I look in the mirror and I'm just like, I do not even recognize this version of me. Sometimes it's for good, but a lot of times it's, you know, especially maybe 4 and 5 months ago, it just really felt bad between coaching, recovering from surgery, raising a family, and just, I mean, just life. There's pressure. And I've had my own numb moments where I didn't want to show up. I didn't want to be there. And it was just, it's where everything felt like too much. And what brought me back wasn't disciplined. It wasn't grinding. It was grace. And that's just like the next decision is like, make it a good one. And we talk about that a lot, but that has massively impacted me. Well, this was a bad decision. The next decision I make is going to be a good one. An honest conversation. Sometimes I do not like confrontation, but there's a conversation that needs to be had with people. And then once I have that conversation, there's a freeing sense to that, right? So, or just a moment of stillness. Just go out. It's gorgeous right now here in Tennessee. Go outside, take a deep breath. Just breathe. Just breathe in and just be so thankful that you're alive. And for me, that little flame just started to come back. It really did. I share this because you don't need to be perfect. You just need to be willing to feel again. And that may just start with a whisper, something really simple in your life. And so if today's episode hit home, please share it with another woman that might need to hear this and might need the reminder. And if you're ready to stop living kind of numb and on autopilot and want some real support, I invite you to book a free strategy call with me. You can find my booking link at www.empowereddcoaching.com. And you can also find me on TikTok and Instagram as Danya Powers EC. And you can find me on Facebook as Danya Powers. Message me. It's always me that messages back. And it's not about weight. It's about waking you up again. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.